This is D&D Encounters Web of the Spider Queen, and this is encounter number 12. This is the second to last encounter. I'll tell you now, this is a brutal encounter. It's tough. I think this one is tougher than next week's. So, obviously, save some stuff for the final, but don't save too much or you won't make it to the final. Last week, you guys fought the slavers in the slave pits. Between the demons and the slavers and the drow archers, you guys ended up taking a fair amount of damage. So you're down some surges, but hopefully you guys will have better luck this week. So can you guys quickly go around and tell me what character you're playing? So we'll start here with Adam again and go around this way.
I'm playing Sindrina, the female drow thief.
Naomi, female drow cleric, present.
Billy, who are you playing?
Billy, I'm playing Risen, the male drow druid protector.
Chris, playing Lael, the drow rogue, female.
Gomber, I'm playing dragon
doing the off turn.
Dragonborn fighter.
What? We need light!
No, there's probably there was
the slave pens are lit because most of their slaves are not underground creatures, so they need to have some light.
Okay. So he's fine.
Actually, I have torches.
We don't want.
No, they're all drow. They can see in the dark.
No, but I don't want you.
Go roll stealth.
No, but this is bright light anyways.
I'm saying, whatever you do, don't roll.
Can everybody roll initiative, please?
I'm feeling lucky.
24.
What's 18.
Initiative.
Balls!
4. Sorry, Chris got a 24, Thomas got a 4. Billy, what'd you get?
7!
7, Naomi?
12.
More than double what you got last time.
Adam? 18.
Sorry?
18.
Look at me, all of us. I'm feeling lucky. Let's use our blood die.
Okay. Whoops. Well, the good news is, unlike the last time, it's not Team Monsters, everything, and then Team Heroes, everything. You guys managed to sort of be all over the board, so that's actually going to work.
Note to self, remember Grasping Tides. Because I would have completely avoided that attack last time. You would have been knocked prone.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was either. I would have asked
it.
You.
Like, I rolled it anyways. I think I rolled a 19, 16 or a 19 or something like that. I was like, fuck.
Potty mouth you are. How dare you fucking scream?
Is it fuck?
Yeah.
Wow. Naomi, you go before three other creatures.
Goodness gracious. I delay.
So there's one more after this?
Yes, this is the second to last week. There's this is number 12. There's 13 encounters altogether. Thomas, I'm sorry to say, you got the end of the stick on this one. You are last.
Okay. Balls.
So the defender goes last. You can come and mop up your mess. Okay.
You can come rescue whoever's in the most trouble.
Again, the good news is there's not a lot of prep. It's pretty much just jumping into the fight. So, picking up from where we left off last week, the passage north from the Torture Theater twists and turns its way through the darkness, eventually turning south to open at a large cavern. The shout of guards and the wailing cries of their victims tell you that you have found the slave pens of Zad Zifrin. You watch around the corner as a drow soldier drives a limpering snivel furblin, I don't know how to pronounce it, deep gnomes. A limping deep gnome slave back to the pens. A large creature made entirely out of webs stands in their way. The creature looks at the drow with a faint spark of recognition and then eventually steps aside. As the deep gnome is sent down the corridor, the drow retreats quickly the way he came.
Made entirely of web?
Yeah. Huge spiders scuttle along the wall and the floor of the passage, threatening their terrified deep gnome as he stumbles along. Suddenly, a young woman steps out of the shadows to kick at the spiders, driving them away. It's Kara Sulwood.
Oh yeah, sorry about your friend. The spiders got him.
She didn't like him either.
The spiders got him. Yeah.
Oh, she's in love with him.
Oh.
So web.
That's a web thing. Yeah.
Okay. Is any of the spider stuff on the walls within 5 squares of me?
I'm gonna put everything on the map.
Question: If we put a torch to a bullet, will he catch fire?
You can do monster knowledge checks on your turn to find out.
Nature checks.
Yes.
Can I nature it?
Oh, you got nature.
I got an actual spider. There we go. Oh, look, I got two of them. Perfect.
Okay, where's the other spider?
All right.
I might use this on myself now. I do a nature check.
I'll just use that for Kara.
As a minor. As a minor, I can conceal myself within the shadows.
I'm just going to use the dwarves to represent the deep gnomes because I got a whole bunch of them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you play a one-mana spell.
Deep gnome size
type, yes. This guy looks like a deep gnome.
Not really. Like, I've had somebody dismember my one.
Are we going to fight all of them?
They're captives, no.
Okay.
Depending on what happens. I mean, it was like the humans. Depending on what you'd done in the last fight, if you had freed them before the casters got to them, you could have armed them and they would have joined you in the fight.
I did free one of them.
Also, I only.
Yeah, but then you left them.
Glacial fortress.
Oh. You have to. Basically, you have to help them get away a certain number of squares away from the captors, and then you can give them weapons and they'll fight. It's all helpful in retrospect.
Move!
Okay. And so I took my gold back from that stupid Raphael.
Goblin Cups.
So this guy's here. Wait, where are we coming from?
Okay, so all the minis on the board that look like dwarves are actually deep gnomes. They're all slaves.
So we're going to need insight to make sure that's not a changeling.
Yeah. Let's do that. Dependability. That's a 20.
So when you witness this, you're still down that passage, and the drow, sort of as he comes, he doesn't look like he likes his web golem very much, and then he takes off down that passage. So you don't have to worry about fighting him. He takes off. He's not part of the combat.
Before we come in, can I do a nature check?
Hold on a sec.
And the web golem is mocked by me.
Sorry, you want to do a nature check to do what?
The web guy.
Yeah, do a monster knowledge check. Sure, go ahead. It's a nature, yes.
Can we all do one? Or
will a 20 do it?
If you roll 20, yes.
Done.
Okay, he's a web golem. He's got an aura 2. Anyone that ends up, anyone that enters or starts their turn within 2 is basically tangled in the webs and is slowed until the start of their next turn. He's got a slam attack with a melee 2, so he's got reach. And when he hits you, you get stuck to him. You're grabbed. And if you're grabbed,
is he a pulled one?
He doesn't have to. He's still got reach, like his arms are longer. And if I've got you grabbed and I punch Billy, you take the same amount of damage Billy takes.
So it's basically like that ooze that we fought a while back.
Very much. Yep.
No.
If nobody's grabbed, he can go punch, punch. If someone's grabbed, he can punch the other guy, and basically you get the reverberation.
That's just
that was a good check. So
anytime he moves, he has the option to bring you with him. He suffers no penalties. He just drags you along. He's all sticky and spider-webby. Yeah.
But with that, would we know if you toss some fire at him? He just a burst gun.
He has vulnerable 5 to fire.
So
he has a land speed and a climbing speed.
Firehawk.
He's not limited by the floor.
Vulnerable 5. Okay, that was a good use of nature.
Oh yeah.
By the fire attack.
And the spiders, you guys have fought these before. They have resist 5 poison. They do poison attacks, ongoing poison attacks, and they've got death from above. Spider jumps 6 squares. This movement does not provoke opportunity attacks. After the jump, it can use its bite, and you fall prone. I think somebody had that happen again and again during the previous fight.
No, that was I think in the last campaign.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It was the.
Oh, by the way, I would have known that you were under that cart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I looked up the rules of Hidden Club. No matter what you do, I always know where you are.
Okay, so the encounter. Does anyone have any immediate prep stuff they want? Because basically, what happens is the creatures will realize you're coming.
No, I'm good.
Okay, so the web golem turns and tilts its head to one side, seemingly trying to recognize you, because some of you are dragons. drow, and some of you are in disguise. Right, you brought the dragonborn, and then it sees.
Can I have him tied up?
The spider begins to skitter back and forth in anticipation of attacking the golem. In anticipation of attacking as the golem trudges towards you. A shroud of sticky webs form around its feet as it moves, hence the R2. Okay.
I don't like how close he is.
You guys, with your exceptionally high passive perceptions, notice that the golem has weapons, armor, and other items stowed inside of it. Everyone actually give me an active perception check.
One blood die, don't 17. Kill me.
New guy.
Balls!
17.
Okay, so the Dragonborn fighter notices that, so the web golem basically, as he like kills and crushes, a lot of times it absorbs and then just wraps the web around and kind of gulps. It's clearly done that. There's other equipment and stuff inside it that it can't dissolve. You see that inside the golem is the second half of the pendant.
Oh, God.
Does the pendant not resist fire?
It sure does. All right. Okay, so it's Chris, then the golem, then Adam.
Alrighty then.
Make it so that it can't move.
Yeah. I am not a controller. Okay, first off, dark fire. On the golem.
Yep.
I never use my
so
golem.
14 versus reflex.
Oh, fuck, sorry, 15. How much?
15 versus reflex.
15 does not do it. Balls. It is a level 4 elite brute. It has a lot of hit points and fairly high defenses.
Alright then, I am just.
Oh, so spiders. Spiders are leveled up too. They're level 4 as well.
Does my nature check say what's his lowest defense?
They're all about the same anyway.
Then I am going to move here.
They're actually really even.
Use my opening move on this guy.
Last time we used the spiders, I think they're only level 2. They pump them up. Their damage is the same, but their defenses are higher.
13 versus AC.
13's not going to hit. 15 is the lowest defense across the board.
Yeah.
If you don't hit a 15, you're not going to hit it.
So, yeah, I'm done. I still get my bonus to defenses, yay.
Action point?
No, I'm going to hold off on it for now.
Okay.
Where are we, by the way?
Well,
we're right there on those squares.
Yeah, anywhere you want to start in the 9.
Okay.
Over there.
Our golem has reach.
Yeah, I already regret it.
Why do we have to let him go first?
He rolled amazing. He rolled a 19.
I really needed to like put a Firehawk on him.
Tries to slam you. Bam, bam.
No, don't do it.
Well, the 7 will probably miss. 16 versus AC?
That'll miss.
Good. The 28, though, I'm sure will hit.
No! Yes, thank
almost
you.
The minimum. 9 damage.
That's the minimum?
And he eats you.
And you are grabbed.
Can I grab the amulet while I'm grabbed?
And you're slow because you're assuming you're. Yeah, you will be grabbed. No, you can't grab the. You can't get the amulet until it's killed.
It's just
okay.
It's more of a tease to just make sure you don't try and. Oh, screw it, we run past Adam. Then Kira, then the spiders, then Naomi.
You know what?
Oh, but we don't get hurt if they get attacked. It's the other way around.
What's that?
So like, like the ooze. If it,
so ambush trick.
Never mind.
Oh, you'll be in the aura. If you're
1, 2, 3, 4, and I'll charge.
Okay.
You're now in the aura.
Yeah, I know, I'm just slow.
Okay, that's fine.
So plus 13. 20 versus AC.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Discard the
6. 10. 11.
Everyone's rolling in. 11 damage?
Yep.
Not bad. Okay. Anything else?
Sure.
Nope.
Okay. Kira Solwood. Have stats first.
Sure.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
I'm going to be able to break the grab.
Okay. Kara is currently unarmored and unarmed. As such, she initially stays back to try and protect the slaves. However, from what you know of her and what you've seen, because you guys have interacted with her, you figure if you can give her some armor or some some weapons or a shield or anything, she will definitely join the fight and help you. I have her stats here. She's leveled up to level 3.
Her shield.
You guys have her shield.
You have her shield. Yeah.
I'm giving my old sword.
Did it count as vapor snap?
That one. Move that one away from.
Okay. So anyway, it's Kara's turn, and she just yells loudly at the spider.
Does not.
No, because then I'll just attack this. I'll just get rid of those.
Okay, the spiders. These spiders are already next to you guys, so they'll just attack you to make
jump.
No, they don't even have to.
They jump vertically in the air and then come back down.
Okay. Chris, you're going to be pink.
The optimal build does. I don't jump.
Pink is a 20 versus AC.
Plus, it misses with my bonus to defense.
And the other one is a 15 versus AC.
Nice. I wasn't using red dice, that's why.
This one.
Actually, I've moved the spider, but I would like to move backwards.
Perfect.
Actually, if we use our levitation, would that break me from the web?
No, because you grab it.
Okay.
But
you're immobilized.
Yeah.
Does its jump power, does not provoke? Choke point right there in the front.
I personally would not.
Oh, probably not, though.
So never mind about the spider. But the other guy.
17 versus armor class? Not enough. They need an 18. Okay. Spiders are done. Okay, now it's team heroes. Naomi, the slaves, then Billy, then Thomas.
Start of my turn, I'll draw a card.
Naomi first.
I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
21 versus Will.
On which character? Yes, a 20 will hit anything. So,
because if you can push him and give me her shield, then I can give her my.
I'm gonna give you her shield.
Who has the shield?
And let me know if it's fire, because it'll do extra.
Okay, who has the shield?
It doesn't matter. Just assume someone's got it.
Okay, I have it then.
Okay.
It's teleporting around us.
All damage, save
it. Okay.
Does that stack?
No. You take the worst of the thing. So 5 is 5.
Okay.
So now any attack. It doesn't have to be fire.
So
any attack
my wind
will
wall will do more damage.
Yeah. Probably. Sorry, and what else? Was there a condition?
Nope, save it.
What was the save end? The vulnerable?
Yeah, the vulnerable.
Okay. I'm going to just give him a pink so that I remember that he's got a condition that I need to save for. Okay. Hang on. Do you want to move, Naomi? I assume you had range on that power, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, you're fine.
Did you move first? Because he lives through a wall.
Or no. She can get him on this side, no problem. Okay. Slaves, I don't think they do anything until Kara sort of rally cries them, but let me double check here. The Dark Gnomes stay well out of battle and will not risk their lives initially. Okay, well, that's good to know. We're just going to skip them. Billy, then Thomas, then back to Chris.
Because if you can slide them, then I can move up, give her the shield, and
I'll do it. Well, assuming I hit them?
Assuming you hit them.
Okay, you doing the wall?
Not yet.
But that's an encounter, right? You can do that again?
Yes.
Awesome. It's 8.
Wall 8.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, we got a wizard in our home game, and he's got like 5 wall powers, so we just have all these with the different colors lined up.
You said I have an action point, right?
Yes, everybody has an action point.
Ace Spirit.
Action's fine. What's wrong with that?
Firehawk first.
On which creature? The golem? Okay. You're going to be going next.
Wait, he's vulnerable 5 all, right?
Vulnerable 5 to any damage.
Does it save, or?
It's a save ends on his turn. This is when, if you have like Twin Strike where you can do 2 attacks, it's better than 1 bigger attack. Like the Firehawk is potentially good because you hit him now. And then if he does something, you potentially hit him again. But I mean, it's fire. He's going to have that same thing anyway.
But he's got to reach too.
He does. Right now, he doesn't have to go anywhere. He can track out.
If I slide him back, he'll have to move.
Correct.
Firehawk. Because I was going to hit him with the Grasping Tides, but Firehawk on him. I want to drop him. With combat advantage.
That should hit, but give me a number.
Plus 9, 21.
I was going to say, if it's 20 or more, it is always going to hit. So that hits.
So with a bonus 14 damage.
That's with the plus 5?
Yes.
Okay. So that's
so I rolled plus 10 on the 4.
Okay.
So he's got the Firehawk, caw-caw-caw, action point, wind wall.
Do that for the caw-caw, so I remember.
He's got one of those? Ka-ka-ka!
I'm assuming it only hits him once, right?
Correct.
Doesn't matter. Well, okay, I'll, you know, I want to hit him.
Yep. As long as you got enough squares to get there, you're good to go.
I've got three more. So.
Well, you're gonna need three to get there anyway. Yep. Perfect.
And has one image.
Yep.
And those are.
Yep. Okay, give me my rolls here. Do the two spiders first. This is versus which defense, Billy? Fortitude?
Wind walls versus fortitude. Yeah,
they're all the same fort, but give me the first two against the spiders.
Combat advantage against that one.
Yeah,
ooh,
both, they're both gonna hit. And yeah. Then give me a roll against
double
the
16s.
Give me a roll against the big dude. I believe you get combat advantage on this one as well, right?
Yeah.
Spirit. Excuse me. Ooh. You'll be close. Give me the number.
Plus 7, 19.
Yep. You need a combat advantage. Good thing it was there.
They're all 2d6 plus 5, and then plus 5 on him.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
11, 11, 16.
And.
Got another condition going on now?
Slide.
Okay. Hang on, let me just see if he's resistant to force movement. Now he's good.
Okay, this one too. Slide. And you want to leave him there?
Slide him.
Slide. The tank. Wait, so that was.
Okay.
Action, action, minor.
Sure.
So that's still a movement, right?
You did the air spirit, the wall, and did you do anything else?
And then action point to attack again.
So I still. And the firehawk, yeah. So you got one more action. Move or a minor.
So I can just kind of go tuck around. Somewhere?
Yep. I'll tell you now though, if you guys start going down here, there are the drows that took off and started the encounter. If you guys focus the fight over here, I'm going to have them come back in to investigate.
Is this spot okay? Or can I?
Yeah, no, I mean, retreating for a round two is fine, but if the combat ends up being down here, I'm going to have combatants come from the hall.
Minor action, nature's growth.
That's the zone, right?
Yeah. Can they jump out of difficult terrain?
Yeah. Difficult terrain, unless it says it's a burst one. Is it a burst one?
Yes.
So.
I can only burst, yeah, I mean, I'll make a cube of it.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's in three dimensions, so. They do have a power that lets them jump 10, so.
You know what? Just put it over here.
Okay, Thomas, you're up.
I was wondering if stuff's going to come from down there.
You don't know, you haven't gone down there yet.
Throw my old sword, throw to the.
Because nothing's coming up this way.
No, you're probably a little too far. If you tried it from there, it's less likely to get to it. Plus, you got this monster next to you. He's going to. If you try and throw something, he'll try and take a swing.
Okay. Well, then I just attack him. Using free will, reaping strike.
And then you can move it. Bring it.
That should do it. Give me a number. Yep, absolutely.
Start of my next turn.
Yep.
14.
Jeez, space. Okay, good job. I like fighters. They're simple. They're easy. The turn comes, boom. They hit, they hurt, they die. Chris.
Okay, I'm going to play this. Beat feet gives me a plus 2 bonus to my speed.
Okay.
So,
you cannot end this move adjacent to an enemy. Okay.
Yeah. So, one,
hold on,
two,
wait.
Three.
So, because the golem moved, you're not in the zone at the start of your turn. Moving into the square puts you back into the zone and makes you slow.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6.
That's it. Stop.
I get
2 squares.
And I get a plus 2 bonus.
Slow to slow.
Slow to
yeah. Oh. Whether your movement is 100 or 2, you only get 2 squares.
Okay, then.
So
I'm
do you want to do that or do you want to do something else?
Can I end this movement adjacent to an enemy?
Well, I'm gonna double.
So then you won't need to use the card.
You cannot end that move.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Okay, so then I guess I can't use the card.
Just save the card. Yeah. Or.
Okay, then I'm gonna double.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna double move. I'm gonna give her my leather armor, her shield, and my spear dagger.
Just drop all the stuff. Take what you need. need.
Yeah.
Actually, she didn't really act. She's like, sweet.
It doesn't matter. I know.
She's like, this sword sucks. Anyone got a bigger sword? They're like, right here.
Yeah. Take what you can get.
Okay. I think that was a good use here.
Says the rogue that's wearing a dagger.
Okay. Web gold. Okay, so what are all these conditions on him, Billy? Firehawk. What's the pink one?
That's Naomi.
Vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
And what's the purple? Just the fall down zone or just the little terrain zone?
That's difficult terrain.
The little terrain doesn't concern him that much. Okay. And the wall just blocks, so if he shifts here, he's good, right? That doesn't provoke from the Firehawk because it's a shift. And
oh no, Adam.
Oh no, this is difficult terrain though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he can't shift.
So
yeah, it does affect him.
Can't shift if he's going in that direction. Although he is already in the no, it doesn't matter.
We can just walk over there if he wants.
I'm just gonna
start. I think he's
I'm already readying the Firehawk.
Yeah, he's totally doing that.
Oh.
He's gonna move
so
right
he's doing
over
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
V8 plus 10.
Nice.
15 damage.
I'm a striker!
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay. Who's that? It's you? Actually, who's up to there? So you come over this way. This way you can attack both of you. So he's going to start by grabbing Adam, or trying to grab Adam. 22 versus AC.
Yep.
He's got you grabbed, and then he's going to attack the fighter. Ooh, he might actually hit. 25 versus AC. Okay, Adam, you're going to take the brunt of this. Adam's attack, you take, wow.
Image coming.
19 damage. And then for the fighter's attack, stand the board.
I'm bloody.
11 damage. Pardon me. Hang on. 11. It is definitely 11, but there might be extra. Hold on.
Is this like an area attack?
It's a slam. Basically,
does he hit the spider? Does he hit the spider?
No, he's got reach 2. You take an extra 5 damage because you're grabbed. When he punches, it's sort of the reverberations go through.
Oh, AJ,
just 11 damage. Yes.
You just take 11.
Okay, I'm blooded.
He uses his action point. He's gonna do the same thing again.
How are you bloody? You should be at full.
I built it. I played it. It's a lot of fun.
I was not at full. I was.
Assume you're at full. You have more than enough surges to that you would have been at full.
Yeah. So she's not bloody.
Okay.
Okay. Then I used one more surge and then.
Then every other card
you know what? He's gonna. Yeah. Oh shit! He's bloody too. Sorry.
Yes. I'm a striker.
That's why he's using his action point. I'm like, but he's not marked. Okay.
Okay, I'm not bloody.
You're gonna be now. Okay, so he starts with you. Oh, and he crits! Boom! Okay, so that's gonna be 22 damage.
Well, he's definitely bloody.
He's down. I'm unconscious.
Yeah, he's down.
And since Adam's the only one left in the kill zone, 14.
Missed.
Okay, good turn, Team Monster.
Screw you, Team Monster.
I don't think he's going to live to see his next turn. Now he gets to save. He's got a bonus on. Sorry, dude. Bonus on his save.
Oh, okay.
Only has a plus 2, so he's still vulnerable. Does Firehawk save end or until the end of the turn? Billy, Firehawk save end or just till the end of your turn?
Oh, it's just till the end of my next turn.
Okay. So he failed to save, he's still vulnerable all 5. And now it's Adam and then Kara. You're still conscious?
No, it's. Oh, he has to do something that can provoke an opportunity attack.
Ooh, okay.
Moving, well, not without a shift or a range attack.
Because he had the difficult terrain, he had to, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, nice minor action.
Yeah.
If I delay, will you light up the goal?
I already tried
Chris just
and missed.
Went. You're going to have to go all the way around the order again.
I already tried and missed.
Spiders go next.
Yeah, I know.
Who's unconscious?
You might want to glow. That'll blind the golem and the spider.
Yeah, sure, I guess I'll
this
drop
is the Carousel one. Her turn's coming up.
Attack first.
Use her while you're unconscious.
Well, he can She's still next. See either way.
There's combat advantage.
Okay. Probably just use her. Oh, yeah, I figure that's probably your best attack, but just take a quick peek at her powers there.
Shank him. Yeah, I'm gonna backstab. Backstab.
The match in 50 minutes.
Well, try to
attack him with a backstab tag dog.
And don't forget to try to escape the grab.
Like you can. Great, you got.
No, you don't need to. If he drops him, he's done.
Like you can play that.
So that's 11 plus 12
hits.
13. Oh no, yeah, 12. Like, not
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You're not gonna kill it on your own. He has like 60 hit points left. But you certainly hurt.
Fuck.
7 dice. Plus.
It's 11. 15.
I'm gonna drop him.
Okay. You want to try and escape the grab?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay. Acrobatics, I assume.
Yep.
I don't think so, but give me the number.
10.
10 is not enough. Do you have heroic effort?
No, I'm not a human.
Just checking. Oh yeah, that's right.
So yeah, Trevor doesn't like heroic effort, yeah. Though.
No, I don't either. I always take the extra.
Did you globify it?
Huh?
No, he's grabbed. It won't matter.
But it's burst one, he wouldn't be able to see.
No, but as long as he's grabbed, he's going to continue to take damage every time the monster hits something else. And the monster's big enough to that he can just separate it. He'll still get him all the way in. Anyway, okay.
He'd be shifting in difficult terrain.
It sure is.
True. Okay, are you done? Okay, Carousel.
Fuck it, I'll drop
it.
Charging the golem.
Yeah, how about the spiders?
If you get the golem down, you're way better off. You're going to get common advantage because of the air spirit. I'm just going to move all these so we can. Okay.
Go add 5 extra damage to the golem from my attack.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right. Yep, sorry. Absolutely hits.
That big bag of health points drops for a cook when you're vulnerable 5.
8 damage.
Plus the 5, so
13.
He's really going down quick. Okay, this is what happens when you get good tactics. Good turn, Carousel. Spiders.
Did you lose?
Nope.
Damn. How many?
Difficult terrain.
Yeah, that's fine.
But they can jump. Damn, they jump.
Big cube.
It's got to jump 10.
Fine. True. Oh, yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Can't jump 10.
Yeah, uses his jump 10.
He's also against the wall, right?
Oh,
I guess he can see that.
And are you unconscious, Dragonborn?
No, I'm unconscious.
So he's going to attack Billy.
Balls? So
after a little bit of a top 17 versus AC?
Not with my new magic armor that we got from killing the elf. Yeah.
I don't know if that would count as a charge or not, so I'm gonna say no. Alright. Where's my other spiders?
They're dead.
No, I don't think that would count as a charge.
Oh yeah, he's
remember
not
they can't see
marked then because
yeah, the mark is gone. That's okay, he's not gonna attack you. Does not provoke opportunity attacks, so. Spiders are stupid, they don't know who's doing what. Odds, evens. Evens. Dex cleric. 19 on the dice. Okay, so Naomi, you take 8 poison damage now, 5 ongoing poison damage at the start of your turn. Save it. Okay. And this spider. Probably not. 18 versus armor class?
On the nose.
5 now. 5 at the start of your turn. Okay. Team Spider's done. Naomi. Hang on. I'm going to jump in and say that on Kara's turn, in addition to charging, she's like trying to rally the guys. She's like, the heroes of Shadowdale are here to save us. She wouldn't say save us. My friends from Shadowdale have come to join us in the fight. She's trying to take some credit for this. She's like, fight with us! Fight with us! And some of them are like, kind of armor shackled up here. But you guys, you can see now that there's a couple of guys down here. These guys are not shackled up, but they're clearly like they're diminished. They've been beaten into submission. So she's trying to rally them.
Well, this would go down at the end of my...
Oh, yeah. Naomi, it's your turn.
Unless somebody plants on ranged attacking through it.
Nobody's going to range attack through it.
There's a 15 on the
That'll hit.
Does she need to...
In the defender aura?
No. Defender aura. To turn on defender aura? Or
assume that she did before she charged through, so it's on. Sorry, how much damage?
13 on the spider.
13, and that is... That's the spider that was over here, so that's spider number 2. 13. That bloodied him right to the number.
Start of my next turn.
Okay, so now the slate. Sorry, go on. Yep. His turn's coming up, so this is perfect.
Start of my next turn.
So you get starting at 0, you get your surge plus 18.
So that's going to fall.
Bring it 24.
Nice. Yeah. It only costs you one surge. Okay, so with the rallying cry, these guys get saves to see if they...
Nope.
4, 5. These guys are like, yeah, come on, man. These ones up here, same thing. No. These guys are not locked up. These guys are locked up. If these guys get unlocked, they don't have to save. They will automatically join the fight.
Still I control the car? Go free him, bro.
That's what I was about to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's Billy's turn, and then it's your regular character, and then it's Chris. So
I
Billy,
knock that
now.
Guy prone, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Knock who prone?
The web golem.
It's 1d6 if they have not
been
hit.
It's good. I'm surprised you don't have a web golem on me.
Oh, this guy's totally bloody.
Yeah.
And vulnerable and whatever that is?
That was a firehawk. Just so I didn't forget.
Well, that's still there.
That's difficult terrain, yeah. That last whole encounter? Is that the encounter one? Okay, perfect.
I will call forth a spirit pack.
Bring it.
Smoky festive.
Thomas, do you know what you want to do on your turn?
Yes.
I assume you'll probably stand up and attack that spider.
Yeah.
Let's let Billy finish up, but...
Or maybe I should do another one.
Spider's going to stand up and pound on that spider, so...
No, I'll do it against the bloody one. Maybe drop him.
One is not going to do it. 17 will hit. Who are you targeting?
That one was... No,
the same dude?
Yeah, the smoky is this one?
Yeah, so that hits. This is a range attack that doesn't provoke, because you got the feet.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. That's going to miss anyways. I had combat advantage against him. Sorry? Yeah, I got my staff.
Yeah, okay. Just checking. I was pretty sure you did. Nice.
11 damage, and he's knocked prone.
That's this spider?
Yeah.
So that's the... That's this one, 11. And prone, okay.
So he's still alive?
Oh, yeah. He was bloodied right on the number. He was exactly half his hit points.
Okay,
oh, I'm not blooded anymore.
Okay. I assume you're going to stand up on your turn as well?
Yes.
So stand you up. Hang on. Phil's still going, but you can get ready.
Still want combat advantage against him?
Yeah, so you can go ahead and roll. He's already done his attack on the
okay,
guy.
So I'm using Steel Serpent Strike.
Bring it.
Ooh. Oh, fuck.
And then I can...
Miss, it's only 16.
Versus what?
I guess I'll stay there.
It's not good. Half my turn. Unless Billy shifts. You can give him combat advantage, he'll hit with that attack.
What?
There we go. So Billy shifts over, and then you stand up and you swing, and it's like Billy's like, spider over here! And you're like, got him.
Okay.
Right on the number. Teamwork!
teamwork!
Yeah. Let him roll it up.
Unintentional teamwork.
Well, you could
do broke his damage.
Four. Okay.
Nine, it's.
Really wanted to knock
seven,
it
16 yeah, damage.
You would have gotten combat advantage without
nice.
The air spirit.
They have exactly the same amount of damage again.
Is he bloodied?
Oh, yeah. He was only a couple points below his bloodied, so.
Yep. And I'm like all intimidating.
You two guys with combat advantage should be able to take him down, because they're... These guys, not so much, but they got about 20 hit points apiece. I know you guys are capable
start
of that.
Start him next turn.
Okay, so Thomas, it was a stand-up, stick it. We'll assume you marked it, just in case it's not dead by the time his turn comes around. And now we're back top. Chris, find the web golem.
Okay. Shift, minor action to try and free the guy.
We'll assume they're all chained up on like a big long chain. There's like a master lock.
Okay. And you still have combat advantage and vulnerable on him.
This is going to be standard action.
Oh, it is going to
so
be
So minor draw your pick, standard action, but if you get it, you'll get them all and they'll join the fight.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Rocks it. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Look at this.
Okay,
you're like, this is an extremely intricate drow lock made by the famous locksmith so-and-so, who I trained under, and there's always, you just stick your finger in this, and bam, let's do this! Yep,
okay.
Two in the pink, one in the stink,
and then I'll
open
point and palming strike on this guy.
Are you leaving?
So that is 20 versus AC. 20.
Okay. Combat advantage, yep. Yada yada.
Oh yeah, so 22. So yeah.
Yep.
8, 12, plus 6, so that's 18 plus the 5. So 23 total.
Nice.
We're strikers! Well, yes I am.
Vulnerable 5 would make a huge difference. Save against poison.
Yep.
Save.
I was really
scared. Okay.
And toss.
Alright, good turn. Web Golem! It's probably going to be his last turn. Grab your dice. Okay, you're still grabbed, right?
Also.
So he's going to start by... oh, he's got... What is Kira's thing with her aura? So if he doesn't attack her, she gets a free swing? Is that how that works?
Yeah. What? No,
she'd have a triggered action on there somewhere about her from her aura.
Trigger action. Battle guardian. Trigger. An enemy subject to guard either shifts or makes an attack that targets an ally, but... Well, it's
better you read my English.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah. Kira, an ally who's... Yeah, she gets to make a free attack. And even if she misses, she still does some damage. So it's really hurt, so it's got to attack her because it won't survive if she gets a strong hit on her. So let's see if we can take her down. Ooh, not 17 armor class?
No, wait.
She would have a shield, but not armor.
No, I give her my leather.
It takes rounds to put on armor. She would only have the shield.
She would have 1, 2.
She would only have a 13, so that will hit her.
I'll see if I have more. I'll take this.
What's her hit points? 40. So yeah, she's 12 damage. She's still fine. How do you take 5 damage?
Fuck off.
And then he hits her again. You take another 5 damage.
Fuck off.
And so on top of the 12, she takes another 15. So that's gonna bloody her. So that brings her to 27 damage. She's got 13 hit points left.
She better not die.
She already died once. And then he tries to save.
We already killed her.
And finally saves against the vulnerable.
Damn it.
Fuck.
I bet I could have dropped him.
You probably still can.
Look at my fingers.
Okay. Adam.
There we go. I will.
Still conscious?
Yeah, barely.
You want to buy some figures?
No. Oh. Adam's got one hit point. Let's see if he can kill the golem.
All right.
Yeah. Come
you know
edge.
What? Bring I'm going to attack on another backstab, my final one.
You got two?
When you hit level 3.
Oh, cool.
So, 14
plus combat advantage.
You need a 16. Are you going to do it?
17.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, you're there. You're
pushing it. Stop. You're
wait a second, I'm missing my most valuable piece.
Oh, yeah, more.
Oh, wow.
It had 10 hit points left.
Yay, we dropped the web.
We're strikers.
That stays right there. They did a vulnerable 5 everything, and it couldn't save. It kept doing
vulnerable 5.
And I critted my fire.
Okay. Adam, do you want to move now that you're...
Yeah, might as well.
I'm assuming you're still slowed. Well, I don't know what this blue is.
Flank your teammate.
That's my... Yeah, I
should have blocked. What was the blue? Oh, that was darkness?
I suppose you should block Kara so she doesn't die.
Oh, yeah.
I have one hit point.
That's okay. She's... well, there's still the spiders.
We can pick you up.
Oh, she's...
You know what? Yeah, I guess I'll go block Kara.
Well, we can go, like, right there.
I can get right in
the space. They can move without shifting. They can move without provoking, so that wouldn't necessarily matter. Okay. I assume you're very bloody there, buddy, eh?
Oh.
With one hit point. Okay, it's Kara's turn.
Starting my next turn.
There's a bad spider right here.
If you want to second win, that card will trigger. Oh no, did you use it?
Deep gnomes to me!
I would have given you another.
Oh, fuck. It's not going to work. But you got it in the aura, so at least it's not going anywhere. Okay, spiders. Okay, time to return the favor. Spider on Kara!
Wait. I hit him with my spider, which is marked.
No, this is Kara.
This one's attacking.
Okay,
her.
But I want to.
Well, it's not your turn.
Yeah. Hold on. Okay. So yeah, unfortunately, misses her even in her pretty much unarmored state. This one that's marked attacks you.
Mm-hmm.
And misses. And the other one stands up from prone and attacks Naomi. And probably gonna hit her. 23 versus AC, Naomi.
Yeah.
Did you save against the poison at the end of the last time?
No.
Well, you're poisoned again.
What happened to Kara?
6 damage. She took 2 hits from the golem. She had it in the
aura. No, I mean, why'd she move?
Because she's got Defender Aura on that one. It missed her. Okay.
Yeah.
So Naomi, 6 damage, ongoing 5 poison.
Naomi, Adam.
Okay. Naomi, it's your turn.
And
Thomas.
Pardon?
Thomas without the H.
Okay.
You forgot about Derek.
And Derek, yes,
same
Derek.
Trick last time.
Why? Are they drawing today? I thought they weren't drawing until next week.
I rolled a 16.
Nope, today's the 30th, so.
I actually. Put me in twice. I didn't put my name in last week either.
13 damage again to the spider in front of me.
Okay, that one is... Oh, they're both the same. That makes life easier.
Well, I'm right in front of me. I'm one back, actually, but yeah.
You know what? This one, sorry, this one is not... One of them is not bloodied. This one is bloodied. You know what? Screw it. I'm just going to switch it around.
That one is not bloodied.
No. I've changed the numbers around by mistake. So this one's number one, and this one's
you
the red.
You suck.
How much damage again, Naomi?
13.
It brings him to... I just got 1 hit point left.
14! Okay.
Save against the poison?
Yeah, I already rolled that.
And did you?
No.
Okay. The deep gnomes, they see Chris's pack, and they grab a bunch of stuff, and then they all swarm this spider. And these guys come barreling up.
He'd be flanking, and then... these guys just kind of nuke the spider.
Two of these guys come charging up the stairs. They got just their fists, and they assess the situation.
Fist pumping.
That guy's down there crying, I don't want to get in the fight.
The one guy doesn't have a weapon except for his huge swinging cog.
You got my gnomes there? Yeah, I need this thing here. Okay, so I need 3 attacks.
I'll do one. I already called it.
I only need 3. That'll miss.
Four on the die.
That'll hit.
I rolled 11.
11, 7, 18. That'll hit. So 5, 10, 21. Not quite bloody. So 2 of those attacks hit it.
I'll get it ready.
Okay. And now we're Billy, then Thomas.
Shit.
Do you want to just delay? Thomas would probably kill that with 1 hit.
Yeah.
Go.
Sorry, you'll delay?
Yeah.
Your turn, buddy.
Okay,
swing.
I'm hitting.
You sure are.
Yep.
Roll big. Might not be enough.
13.
Yeah, black and white goes so well.
As we found out last time, that brings him to 1 hit point.
Wow.
Grasping Tide.
Okay. Do you want to move? I assume not, right?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Air Spirit.
You already have combat advantage. No!
Against both of them.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm in. Yep.
Have you
commented for
the
draft?
Trevor put him.
Trevor put him in.
Well, it's a draw. You draw.
Trevor put him. Yeah,
prizes.
Go ahead.
Oh, he did? Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Play when he's a close area attacker or you use Grasping Tides.
One of the guys
they both have 1 hit point. You just got to hit them.
Omit one creature from the power's area of effect.
Okay.
Okay. What defense are you attacking?
The prizes?
It is...
No, you have to fill out a ballot, but one of the people over there...
42?
Oh.
Him and him?
Yeah, sure. Roll it up, Billy. You need a 17. The 19 will hit.
The 7 might not do the math. Game I played before. I drew 3 swamps, so I kept it. I drew like 5 white cards in a row.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. Did you have a +10 in the end with the combat advantage and everything else?
+7 plus combat advantage.
It's only +9, so you're only gonna get 1.
I kept
which one hit?
Three yep. Lands.
Boom.
I had like a rat.
And who's?
Okay, Billy, Thomas, Chris.
I haven't taken damage yet.
Okay.
Hang on, Chris, Billy, still doing his thing.
Yeah, I use that. I can move.
You gotta move to a minor.
Turn.
You guys have this pretty well in hand. There's just 2 spiders left. It won't take long.
And you can, I was gonna say like, oh, I can flank or whatever, but... I haven't used my, combat advantage. Or my,
Chris, where are you on the map?
Globe.
Do you have a flanking bonus there?
Dark fire.
Not yet. No.
Okay. No, wait. Shit. I already cast that, so you're going to have combat advantage against it anyways.
You can light this up with dark fire, Chris, and get combat advantage.
Just for shits and giggles,
yeah.
I guess. +9.
Yep, so boom, it's lit up. So now you got combat advantage on it.
Okay.
You ready? Okay.
Move around.
And I can move.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Put on a glove.
Billy!
Woo!
I didn't
even put my name in it this week.
So Trevor put her name in for everybody.
Yeah, since they didn't do it last week.
Oh, this is like a lottery, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, and this
Billy again!
Lindsay! I set that one up. I get the assist.
Tap 3.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to use Maneuvering Strike.
Yep. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
And then I'm going to activate the card, which gives me a +4 to the damage.
Okay.
The combat advantage against it.
It's 31 hit points. I don't think you need quite that much.
I know. 5, 6. Awesome.
Man, look at all these ones.
7. So 11 plus 6. So 17 damage still.
And that's with the bonus from the card?
Yes.
Okay. 38. Wow, they were all at 38, 38, and 38 at one point. It's got 14, it's got 14 hit points left. We've been to this show before.
So, okay. Yeah.
Okay, Web Golem's dead. Adam, you conscious?
Yep. Barely.
It's lit up, so everyone's got combat advantage. It's got 14 hit points. I know you can do that much if you hit it. You got a ranged weapon? Dagger?
No.
Unfortunately, there's no space in there, so you can't get in for me.
Well, no,
this one's only got one hit point. You just have to hit it.
You can move around. There's that square there.
Yeah, I know.
It's Kira and then the spider. So Kira can probably kill that. That one will get an attack if you don't kill it.
Yeah. Kill it and save the cleric.
Just charge up.
Save the cleric.
What's going on?
We're saving the cleric.
Yeah, I might as well.
Yeah, you got combat advantage. So.
Oh, yeah, you've only got one hit point.
Three.
It's one hit point, and I think it's only one surge.
Four. Charge.
Yep. Roll it up. All you do is hit. It's only got one hit point. Don't roll a one.
You hit. Bam.
Is that a one or a seven?
Seven. Plus.
It's got 18 armor plus. To get that with a seven.
17 plus the charge plus combat advantage.
Yeah. It only has one hit point, so it's dead.
Let's see how much
roll it.
Anyway.
Yep. Dead.
He exploded.
Okay, Kira. Roll up for Kira. She only has to hit it. It's only, no, actually, it's got 14 hit points.
And combat advantage. So,
so she's going to hit.
Well, she was flanking anyways.
Yep.
Yeah,
I did the same. So okay, what was her damage? Do we got the... She does 1d8 plus 4, so you can't kill. She can only do 12. And she did 12. She brought down to 2 hit points. Okay.
I'll roll one.
Spider.
Oh.
Spider surrounded by everything.
So okay, so here's the deal. The spider is in Kira's aura, but if she dies... It'd be bad.
She might retreat.
I have no problem with him attacking her.
It's gonna attack her. He's totally gonna hit her too. Okay, so she's gonna take.
We can save her.
She's gonna have one hit point. Okay, so that's gonna be 6 damage. Bring her to 6 hit points. She's and then that'll give her 5 ongoing poison.
Oh.
Which she won't take until the start of her next turn. But even if she does, she'll still have one hit point left.
Do I go before the start of the next turn?
It is Naomi's turn.
Can you heal me?
2 hit points on the monster.
Sacred Flame. Sacred Flame.
You'd have to move up, but that's no problem.
Sacred Flame. 10 plus...
It's reflex or will?
I did 3 flex.
16's your number.
Yeah, I'm at like 17 right now.
There you go. Okay. Roll it up. Oh, you got a, more than a plus 2 mod, right? So you're going to kill it.
Yeah. 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yep. Dead.
Dead, and then
you had the 5 poison, so score that because that'll be important.
Yeah. Cool. And I'm gonna heal her. I have magic missile.
I'm just not healing. So well, don't waste a heal on her. She can 16. Use surges when the combat's over.
Hey, 16 on her. Yes.
Why are you healing her?
I'm healing her because she dies back.
No, but this is the last
after
monster.
After you kill that monster,
yeah, there's no more monster. I killed it.
Yeah, so then then encounter
use the healing on these guys. They need more.
But you can use reserve healing words to heal people.
Yeah.
So that they spend less surges. Yeah.
Well, no, the next combat happens right away.
Grant her a saving.
I think. I got to double check.
No, you have to leave towards the Tower of Ashama.
Oh, that's right. I thought it was a teleport, but it's not. Okay, so you guys save for the poison?
I save.
Okay, and I roll for her save. She took the 5 and then she saved, so she's good as well.
Nobody makes a mistake.
Okay, so.
Would I have gone before her?
Yeah, unavoidable.
Before her?
Yeah.
Yes, you would have been next in the order.
Well, you said if she saved, would have saved anyways.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
I can use my daily to give her a healing surge and a saving throw.
I would encourage you guys to use those on yourself.
I know, but if she absolutely positively had to not die.
No.
I'm pretty sure she can heal herself. She has surges herself.
Okay, so as we already discussed, you guys knew that the golem had the second half of the pendant inside of it, so you guys managed to dig that out. And you also find some other swag in there. Just got to find where it is.
Oh, wait, and
hold on.
No.
Second half of the pendant we covered, and... Half a dozen mundane items, none of which are magical. Some gems worth up to 90 gold pieces for each character.
Ooh. How much?
90 gold pieces per character. It's gems, not cash.
90
gold. And one magic item. Kara's sword, chainmail, and ever-burning torch are also to be retrieved from the golem's remains. So she gears up.
56. Give me back my dagger.
Give me back your stuff. She's like, oh, I like your dagger. My friend had one just like it.
No!
Bluff! That was a different one.
Bluff?
No.
Hey, does that look like there are a blood on your dagger?
Why do you have green blood on your dagger?
What's with that braid you've got made from hair that looks like Theranos? No bits of his skull on it. Okay.
This is not the spinal fluid you're looking for.
After the battle ends, Kara brushes away her hair from her grimy face, astonished to see you. It is most good to see you all, she says. What news of the battle?
Sell it to a drow vendor.
So, do you guys, how much information do you give her? She's so like, all the, and these guys all get rescued, and they're all like, oh yeah, oh, thanks for the rescue. They're all grateful. What do you guys tell her as far as what's happened so far?
The Bladesinger teleports in and tells Kara, hey, this rogue here? Yeah, I killed your best friend. Bye.
You can't teleport, so no. Anyways.
Elminster teleported me.
You're not here.
You're not here.
Let them
so
finish
screw
this.
Valen's doing bad things. He broke the amulet. However, there's a specific drow ritual for a certain price that we can perform to recombine it to save.
She's like, you guys are hysterical. She goes, I can fix it. I am the granddaughter of the heir. I know all about this item. I'm the apprentice of Elminster.
and yet you're ass. Using a sword and
yeah, so we're
clearly defender stuff.
She's a sword mage.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. That aren't sword mage's powers.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised that a sword mage has an aura.
She's a knight sword mage. Hybrid.
Yeah, it's a simplistic thing for the game.
Multiclass.
Okay, so she asks. She's like, I lost Theranel in the tunnels. I didn't see him. I think he might have escaped. Do you know if he got word back to Shadowdale?
A spider got him.
How do you? We don't know. I don't know.
We haven't seen him.
Yeah, fine. Sure.
You haven't seen him? Everybody, give me a bluff check.
Fucking.
Oh, look at these bad rolls. None of you can even keep a straight face. Yeah, spider got him.
You guys suck.
You just hear whispering word coming down the tunnel.
Okay, I will try.
Your character wasn't there. You don't
mine
know.
Mine was a 24, okay. Yeah. By the way.
She's like, she thinks you guys probably know more. She's like, did you maybe, she's like, did you, like, because you guys had her shield. She's like, you found my shield. Did you find any of his equipment? Was that your computer?
No.
It was my whole bag.
I'm gonna say we found his body. It was ravaged by giant spiders.
Yeah. Okay.
I bluffed that we didn't see him.
Okay.
This is a different bluff. So 21.
She's like, oh, so again, she may not believe everything you're saying, but she does believe that you. So she's like, oh my God, he's dead.
Like, yes.
Where'd you get all this new magic armor?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So she's obviously she's noticeably. So she's like,
you know, different.
This is devastating. She's like, he was my friend and my companion and my lover and you know she sheds a little tear.
There's a dude here.
Yeah. These are the six gnomes instead of the seven dwarves.
Hey,
and they're like, we'll take care of you.
You got any drow in you?
I hope. It's off to Mithril Mountain we go.
Does the dwarf
you guys will need to make more checks. Don't put away your D20s. Okay. Let's see.
I got to pee.
Me too.
I said that in character.
Oh.
No,
yeah. If the adventurers inform her that Theranel is alive, she is overjoyed. I guess will she be the opposite? She's underjoyed?
Of course.
Yeah.
She's pissed though.
If we don't tell her anything, she's joyed.
She's just regular joyed.
Okay, so she geared up, we talked about that. She's believed from what she's overheard since she's been here, she's convinced that the drow are actually still in the process of attacking Shadowdale. The initial attack, she believes, was just a diversion, obviously to steal the pendant, but she believes there's something much more sinister and like a larger plan is afoot. And she's like, Shadowdale is still in incredible danger, but now that we have the pendant, getting it back to Shadowdale and reactivating it will totally turn the tides. She's like, we need to get out of here. We need to get home as fast as we can. She believes that Elminster has probably been trying to reach her magically, but the drow have some of these slave areas blocked by from like there's certain enchantments that can't get through. Like you can't teleport in and out, and you can't use magical sending. So she's like, we got to get far enough away from here that if Elminster tries to reach us, we can communicate.
Do we have an army of like deep gnomes now, guys?
No, they just want to go home.
Damn.
They're like, if you guys can give us some gear, like, we are getting out of here.
Yeah. We'll give you gear if you come.
Well, help yourself to whatever the web golem has. Yeah, it probably has enough.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, absolutely. They're all
in that other room.
And Kara has no idea where she's like, when they found out who she was, because she was pretty bold about it. Oh, I'm Kara Solwood, and I'm the granddaughter of blah, blah, I'm going to be the next lord. They're like, oh, you're important. So they kept her in good shape, but they blindfolded her. So she's like, I have no idea how I got here, what the route is. I need to rely on you guys to get me back. And
I want to miss the start.
We have to be skilled.
So the deep gnomes are like, thank you. You know, they're all thank you. Clearly, you guys have this whole other mission. They're like, you know, good luck with that.
Raphael,
it involves surface, and we're not going anywhere near there. But we are heading out. They're like she explains that they've actually been here for months, and they've been mining, expanding the underground caverns for the drow. And they actually say, they're like, during the course of our mining, we found sort of exits that we believe will lead out of Zed Ziphron. They're like, obviously, we didn't want to leave any of our friends behind, which is why nobody left previously, but they think that with the crap you guys have been doing, the death of the golem, and the fact that the camp is clearly, you know, they're all running around like a bunch of idiots right now, they figure they got a fighting chance, they can get to there and get out. They're like, you guys can come with us if you want, but this is going to just lead you deeper and deeper into the Underdark. But you get the immediate sense that they've probably got some pretty good direction sense. If you can convince them, they'll probably help you find the best route out.
I say we convince them.
Do we have any diplomacy? Does anybody here have diplomacy?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you're going to have to diplomatize them and ask them nicely. Because I don't want to yell at them.
We should get like a +20 bonus for saving all their lives.
So what do you want them to do, Naomi? They seem that they...
They tell me. 29.
So what are you gonna try and ask them to do?
Fastest way out of the wards, basically.
Yep.
Okay. So the one guy is like, okay. So you got a good memory, right? So you're gonna go down here to where Steve used to live, and then turn left. Then you're gonna go down to where we got those drinks, and then you're gonna turn right. And he's going on and on about these directions, and he's using landmarks that make no sense. He's referencing places you've never heard of. He's using words in an undercommon speech that you are not familiar with, like nicknames for places, and
like Steve's house.
Yeah, he genuinely thinks he's being helpful. He's like, oh yeah, for sure. And then when you get to that place where those two kids were found that year, then you're gonna go here.
Fun.
You have engineering?
No.
Streetwise, anything like that?
Yeah, I have streetwise.
Does that do anything for us?
It's
they know the way through the town.
Yeah, like the
you come
he thinks he's being helpful. You guys need to be a little bit more direct.
Come with us.
Yeah,
what
you want to do. Yeah, you're like
Ben's want to be a guide.
Yeah, we just small problem. We have no idea what the hell you're talking about. So could you a little bit simpler, please?
So they're now keep in mind they've been in prison for and so this conversation is now happening as they're like leading you. They're like, we're not just gonna stand around and chat with you. They're like, come on, we'll talk on the way.
Raphael.
So they're
give you a cool nickname.
Just like it's Raphael. You know, left and right and straight. No,
based on the directions he's been providing, you realize it is going to be complicated. It's not just go here and take the route. Like it's going to be a weaving through.
How long would it take him to scribble a map? And would he be willing to?
Magic word map. Someone said map. Okay.
Yay, map.
Okay. At the mention of a map, another guy's like, I might be able to get you a map. It's not that he's reluctant, it's just that he doesn't think he's going to be able to do it clearly enough to help you. So he needs a little encouragement. Motivate him.
Yeah.
We set you free.
Happy ending. Nice.
I give him 30 of my gems.
Cash works. Okay, give me a diplomacy check.
Oh, fucking hell.
What if I give him all of my
gems? You get a bonus for the money.
14 plus
4.
So he's like, oh yeah, he's like, oh yeah. And then one of the other guys, you realize like a couple of them, they're like, come on, we don't have time to draw a map. He's like, look, he's got gems. And a couple of the other guys are like, okay, fine.
Sweet.
If you guys have a few more gems for us, we'll stop for a minute, we'll draw you a map that you should be able to follow.
I already owed them.
What's that?
Said I already owe for loans for my magic and whatnot.
I give him good.
You guys just got a whole whack of cash. It's up to you as to how much.
Yeah.
Give them, the more the modifiers are in the roll.
I gave him I already gave him 30 GP worth of my gems.
Okay. Which help?
I'll give about 30 GP.
So that's 30, 20. So we're up to 70.
How much, Naomi?
Okay, if you top them up to 100...
Yeah, I was going
to
say, top it up to 100.
That's enough. They're good to go. Between the roll that Naomi had initially and the cash, they're able to help you out. So
They actually, one of the guys actually has a map that he's kept. It doesn't show where you need to go, but it does have part of the way already done up.
Okay,
so
sure.
He's a stupid. Basically, the money he's willing, because they're not exactly sure where they are either, but they figure for the kind of cash you've just given them, they'll figure it out. Okay. So he draws an extension onto the area, and the other guy's like, wait, no, there's a river there. And, oh, wait. And he's probably like, this is a hazard. Why? Be careful here. So they.
So after the map is done, we crude growl them and take our money back?
Yeah, sounds about right. Stupid bastards having a map the whole time.
Okay. So,
Hey, Kara, look over there. What?
Hey, we so have you guys managed to,
Don't stack Bab Kara.
No, we told Kara to turn around while we kill all the dwarves and take our money back.
Did you say stack Bab Kara?
Yeah, he said stack Bab.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
That's how did kerfluffled I am. I'm like, no, no,
back, back. We're not attacking Kara. We're attacking the gnomes while she has her back turned.
Okay, so you guys managed to get out through the mines where they've shown you. You're able to avoid, for the most part, you're able to avoid detection. They give you the map and they're like, good luck. Don't eat the pink mushrooms. They're not going to be good for you, but if you find the green ones with the dots, they're amazing.
What color?
So,
is that actually
purple dots.
Well, I would have just detected poison and disease anyways.
So they...
not the poison disease you should be worried about.
They managed to get you guys... You guys managed to follow their map through, and you come up through a secret passage that leads you right into the Tower of Ashaba.
Oh, wow.
Ascending the secret passageway means squirming through a narrow opening near the base of the mushroom-covered wall. The passage widens beyond this entrance, and most of the trip is easy. The map is vague, however, and your flight is hampered by wrong turns and rough climbing through narrow tunnels. In the end, except for a few bruises and scrapes, you arrive in good shape beneath the Tower of Ashaba. The few wrong turns and natural hazards that you occur, everyone unfortunately loses one surge as a part of the journey.
I have none!
I'm down to zero.
Yep.
If you had intimidated one to follow you,
all three like it wouldn't have happened.
So the, after getting out of the zipper, okay, so you end up coming up through the passageway. The cellar in the Tower of Ashaba stands empty. The door to the stairs still open as you left it. But even as the last of your party begins to ascend, the cellar door slams shut behind you, sealed by some magical force. Footsteps sound out from above as Val and Gerald steps into view from the top of the stairs. Two giant creatures scuttle behind him, each resembling an enormous spider with the torso of a drow and a drow's torso and head. As I feared, Valen says, my worthless cohorts below have failed to protect that which I entrusted to them. As it always does, it falls to me to finish the task. You will return the pendant, then you will surrender to me. If you make any attempts to stand against Valen, I swear that your deaths will be painful and slow. And that's where we pick up next week.
Woo! Join the other side!
Here's an idea, guys.
So you got, so from Swag,
we'll tell him.
We already did all that Swag.
We want to join if he gives us the ranks we're wearing right now.